Begin the current daf Masechet Yuma daf Nun Tes. We begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is in relation to the Mishnah that we started on Amud Beis of the previous daf. It was speaking about the next phase in the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, and that is we're in phase two, which is that he had already done phase one with the Big Day Zav, the Shmoyin Begadim, transitioning into the Big Day Lavan, which he did all these different processes with his par and the sa'ir of the Jewish people, both including the lottery and the slaughtering of both kabbanis, spraying them achs lamala, sheva lamata, each one individually in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, then each one individually in the Heichel, facing the Pareches. Then he moved on to the Avodah of the Mizbeach HaZav, which is that he has to do on the four corners, and also to do Al Tira Shel Mizbeach, which the Gemara will discuss what Tira of the Mizbeach is. However, there was an opinion mentioned in the Mishnah, which was brought down in the Brisa as a Machlekes, regarding which corner does the Kohen Gadol begin with to start putting on the Matnas Damim on each corner of the Mizbeach, from the mixed bloods that, again, as we had said in the previous Mishnah, that he had mixed the blood of the par together with the blood of the sar. So one opinion, that is the opinion of our Mishnah, which is the same opinion as Rabbi Yosef Lili, that it begins from the northeast, and then it goes counterclockwise to the northwest, to the southwest, and then to the southeast. Kiva held that, no, you begin at the southeast. Then you go around clockwise to southwest, to northwest, and then to northeast. So the Gemara asked, what's Pshat in Rabbi Kiva? We know that Kolpina Shatapayna Lo Yifne El Ader Chimin, you should always go around counterclockwise. You should always go to the right side. Why does Rabbi Kiva say you go to the left side? Rabbi Yecheskel tells us you always go to the right. So the Gemara wanted to say that maybe they're arguing about the principle of Rabbi Yecheskel. The Gemara says no. Rabbi Kiva agrees to the principle of Rabbi Yecheskel, that generally one goes outside, but it's only Bechitzin. That's only by areas that are outside, which is where he learns it from the Yam Shoshleim, which is outside in the Azar, and not inside the building of the Beis HaMikdash in the Heichel. However, the Gemara asked, but at least Rabbi Kiva should have given the decision, should have been either one. Why does he make it sound like it has to be clockwise? And then he answers, because truthfully, the first corner that you reach when you're coming out of the Kachar Kachim should be the one that you do it on. As Rish Lakish says, that Im Avir Na L'Mitzvah, you can't bypass a mitzvah since you have to do all the four corners. You do the first corner that you get. But why do both opinions agree that it's not on the western corner, it's only on the eastern corner? Because there's a custom that says of a Yatza El Mizbeach, you have to go all the way outside. So you have to first go to the other corner that's facing eastward. However, once you did that corner, which according to Rabbi Kiva, since he holds that there were two curtains, and you came out from the southern side of the Kachar Kachim, and therefore the first corner that you reach is the southwest, but you can't do that because you need to go to the southeast first to fulfill Viyatza, but then you go back to the one that you bypassed, because really, based on the principle of Rish Lakish, is the first one you're supposed to do. And therefore, since you're going already to the left side, and anyways, you don't have to necessarily do to the right side because you don't learn Pnim, what's inside the Heichel, which is what we're talking about by the Mizbeach HaZav, from Chitzen, which is by, like as done by the Mizbeach HaEila, the outer Mizbeach, and by the Yam Shoshleima. Therefore, once we're already going to the left, to go back to the one that we passed by, therefore we continue going left, that's the direction of clockwise. That was one approach the Gemara gave. Now the Gemara continues on the current daf. V'ibayisim, if you want, you could say that this machlik is between Rabbi Kiva and Rizek Lili, if we go clockwise or counterclockwise, is not dependent on the yisoid of Rami Bayecheskel. That is, Rabbi Kiva does not argue in Rizek Lili in that at all. And that is, isvir lan hakafa, if everyone agreed that the going around of the inner Mizbeach, of the Mizbeach Azab, was beregel, with one's feet, just like it's done by the outer Mizbeach, when you go and you have to put Matnas Damim on the corners of the outer Mizbeach, which is very large. So you have to go around by your feet. You can't stand in one place and get all four corners. So Kuli Amalei Pligi, everyone would agree, even Rabbi Kiva, the Alfinim Pnim Mechutz. Not like the first Teretz that Gemara gave. Rabbi Kiva would agree that regarding to the going around to the right side, to going counterclockwise, that one would go, even in Pnim, not only by Chutz. So what's the machlekes? What they're arguing is, what's Rabbi Kiva arguing if Panim is the same as Chitzin, and therefore you should have to go around to the right side? Because Mar Sav, Rabbi Kiva actually holds Hakofa Biyad. Just like Rabbi Loza in our Mishnah, that he says that one does not actually go around with his feet, rather since it's very small, therefore it makes sense that he doesn't have to go around to the right side. And that is like Rabbi Loza said in our Mishnah, you just stand in your place and you mechate to all the corners. And the reason is because you don't have to go around by foot. Because the whole entire Mizbeach HaZav, the inner Mizbeach, is just an Amah squared. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense why Rabbi Kiva says, yeah, you can go around to the left side. Because although he would hold based on principle when you're walking, Yes, then Panim is the same as Chitzin, and if you had to walk around the Inim Mizbech, you would walk counterclockwise, but you're not going anywhere, you're standing in one place. And therefore, since anyways you have to go to the left with your hand, because that's the one that you pass, so therefore you just go around that way, because there is no halachic principle over here of to go in the right way, because you're not going anywhere. Whereas Omar Sav, Rabbi Yitzchak Gluli held, like the other town of our Mishnah, that the town of Kama that held Hakafa Beregel, that when you're going around the Inner Mizbeach, it's not just by hand. You actually have to stand in front of the corner that you're putting the blood on. And since you're going by foot, so then that's like we said, everyone agrees that Rabbi Bechezkel's principle would include not only Bachitzin, what's outside, but even what's Bifnim. That's another approach that Gemara gives. V'Baisem, and then the Gemara says, if you want, you could say another approach. The Kuli Alma Hakafa Beyad. Truthfully, you could say that everyone agrees, not only Rabbi Kiva, but even Rabbi Yisrael Gluli agrees to the opinion of Rabbi Loza in our Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer, that one does not go around by foot because it's so small, it's just the Amma squared. You just do it by hand. However, Vahacha Bahakamavki, what the Machlekes is as follows. Marsa, Rabbi Yisrael Gluli holds Yafina Yad Miregel. You actually do apply the principle of Rami by Yecheskel, of every time you go a direction, it has to be to the right, you go counterclockwise. Is even by hand is the same as by foot. And therefore, just like when you're walking somewhere, we said that everyone would agree, at least based on the previous Teretz in the Gemara, that you would go around to the right side. So even by hand, Rabbi Yisrael Gluli says the same principle. And that's why he says you go counterclockwise. Umar Sovaleyafinan, however, Kiva holds that you don't learn that yad from regal. Going somewhere is one thing. And that, yes, according to the second Teretz in the Gemara, will include, even according to Rabbi Kiva, in the Panim, what's inside the Heichel. But that's only if you're walking. Since you're not walking, you don't have to go to the right. But Rabbi Yisrael Gluli holds that no, that you'll even go, even with the yad, you'll go to the right, so you go counterclockwise. Now, on this last teretz of the Gemara asks, how is this teretz tenable? V'sav Rabbi Yisrael Gluli hakof b'yad, can you really say, which is what this last teretz in the Gemara is saying, is that, no, truthfully, everyone agrees that hakofa is going to be b'yad, and it's Bifnim, everyone agrees to the principle of Rambam by Yecheskel. However, the Machlekes is, do we say even Hakafa Biyad will include this Chiyuv of Rambam by Yecheskel? But however, the Gemara asks, how can you say Rabbi Yisrael Gluli says that you don't actually walk around, you just do it by hand, but Vamadiktani Seifa, we learned at the end of our Mishnah, that Rabbi Eliezer argued on the Tanakam of our Mishnah on the previous daf, and he says, B'mkoyme hayo oimer b'chate. He says that no, one would stand in there, the Kohen Gadol would just stand in this place, and be able to reach, since it's only an Amma squared, to all the corners. Now, Mechla, the inference is, the Tanakama lois really. That obviously the Tanakama does not hold of what Rabbi Eliezer says, and that he does not differentiate between going around the Mizbeach that's inside the Heichel to the Mizbeach that's outside the Heichel, the one, the big one outside in the Azar. Rather, both of them are by foot. Now, as we had proved on the previous stop, that the Tanakama of a Mishnah is like Rabbi Yisrael Gluli, because Rabbi Yisrael Gluli says like him in the Braisa regarding which is the first corner that we do. That is, that itself is a machlekes. And we said Rabbi Yisrael Gluli is like the town of our Mishnah, that we start at the northeast corner. So therefore we see that the town of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yisrael Gluli. And since we see that the Tanakam of our Mishnah holds that the Hakafa is by regal, because Rabbi Lez is arguing on that, and he says you stay in your place, so obviously Rabbi Yisrael Gluli does not hold Hakafa b'yad. So how can we say this last teretz in the Gemara, that everyone agrees that it is by hand, but just Rabbi Yisrael Gluli takes the logic so far to say that even by hand it has to be to the right side? So the Gemara says, you're right, El Machvart, rather it's clear that we cannot say this last teretz of the Gemara, but rather, Kedeshanina Meikar, like we had answered before, and that is Marsa V'Hakaf B'Yad. Rabbi Kiva held that we go around, you stay in one place, like Rabbi Lezer Nava Mishnah, and you go around by hand, and therefore you don't have to go to the right side. Marsav, however, Rabbi Yisrael Gluli held Hakafa Berego, that we go around by foot, and since we're going around by foot, even though it's a very small area, but you have to be in front of the corner that you're doing, and therefore it has to be counterclockwise. Now, the Girsa in our Gemara is V'Ibayis Eima, and if you want, you could say another approach to explain B'Hokimifiki, what they're arguing about. However, the Vilna Gaon takes out those words V'Ibayis Eima, because essentially, the Gemara reads as B'Hokimifiki. This is what they're arguing about regarding if one goes around by foot or if one goes around by hand. And that is, Marsav, where Rabbi Yisrael Gluli holds, Saviv de Mizbech Panimi, when it says in the Pasuk in B'Yikra Tezayin regarding the Mizbech Hazav, it says that you should put it Al Karnas HaMizbech Saviv, on the corners of the Mizbech surrounding it. That's Kisaviv de Mizbech Achitzin. We learn that out to compare when it says Saviv, surrounding it, from the outer Mizbech, which is just like the outer Mizbech when you go and you put the bloods around the corners, is by foot. because it's very large. Obviously, that's what you do. So too over here, it's by foot. Whereas Umar Sav, Rabbi Kiva holds, Kula Mizbech Panimi, he says that the logic is not the same. Because he says the entire area of the inner Mizbech is Bemokim Chodek Keren de Mizbech Chitzenkai. It's the same area as how large just one corner of the outer Mizbech was. Because the corner of the outer Mizbech was an Amma squared. And that's how big the entire Mizbech Hazav was inside the Heichel. And therefore he holds that you wouldn't go by foot. Because even if we're comparing it to the outer Mizbech, but what are we comparing it to? To the corner. And when you're doing a corner, you're not going anywhere. You're staying in one place and you're putting it in that corner. So too he holds for the entire Mizbech Hazav, one would stay in this place and just do all the four corners of what's essentially one corner in the outer Mizbech. And that's what they're arguing about if you do it by regal or if you do it by yad. And that concludes the discussion regarding how to define this machlekes from Bikiva and Bisek Lili. We have one teretz from the Gemara before on the previous daf that said that their machlekes is regarding do we learn Pnim from Chitzen? Do we say that, yes, everyone agrees to the principle of Rambam Yecheskel. However, the question is, does that only apply what's outside in the Azara or even to what's inside the Heichel? Or we had two approaches in our Gemara, which was, is the Hakafa Beregel or is it Biyad? And the third teretz wanted to say that everyone agrees it's Biyad, but basically takes it even a step further and says, even Biyad you have to go derechimin, which the Gemara says we have to fall off because it's obvious that it basically holds like the Tanakh of our Mishnah, who holds that our cover was beregel, not biyad. Now related to this, the Gemara says that Tanya, we learned the Braisa that Amr Bishmol said, Shnei Kahanim Gedayulim Nishtar B'Mikdash Rishon. Some have the gears of Mi Mikdash Rishon, that there were two Kahanim Gedayulim that were left over from the first base of Mikdash. Zerimer, this one says, B'yodah Hikafti, I was a Kohen Gadol, and I went around on Yom Kippur, and when I was doing the Matnas Tamim on the Mizbeach Hazav, I did it by hand. In other words, I stood in one place and I did it. Vizarim, the other Kohen Gadol, says, Beregeli Kafti, I went around by foot. I went and stood in front of every corner when I did it. And Zendos and Tamladrav, this Kohen Gadol gave an explanation for his opinion. Vizendos and Tamladrav, this one gave an explanation for his opinion, as we just explained in the Gemara. Zendos and Tamladrav, this one gave an explanation for his opinion, because Sav de Mizbeach Panimi, Kesav de Mizbeach Achitzen. Just like when it says Sav on the outer Mizbeach, you have to be walking from corner to corner, so too when it says Sav by the inner Mizbeach, you have to be walking from the corner to corner. Vizendos and Tamladrav, and the other one gave explanation for his opinion, because Kule Mizbeach Panimi, the whole entire inner Mizbeach, is B'makim Chod Keren de Chitzen Koi, is the exact area of just one corner of the outer Mizbeach, and just like there, when you're standing by the corner, you're not going anywhere. So to over here, you're not going anywhere, and rather the matanis are done biyad. And that was the same achlikas that we had between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yisrael Lili. Now the Gemara resumes discussing our mission on the previous daf, where Rabbi Yezimer, he argued on the Tanakama, and he said, "Bimkoymai ha'yoymer demechate." Not like the Tanakama, who says that you would walk from corner to corner, which was hakafa biragel. Rather, hakafa biyad, you would stay in one place, and you would just move your hand around from place to place. Now, additionally, Rabbi Yezimer said that all the corners were from the bottom up. That's how you would do, since you were standing in one place, you would reach to the other three corners and you would go from the bottom up, except for the one that he was standing in front of, which he would go from the top down. Now the Gemara asks, Masnitin Mani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah that we know elsewhere that he says that this is what Rabbi Eliezer said? And now the Gemara says that Rabbi Huda, the Tana, like Luna Bryce, it's actually Machlaikis. What is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion and how it's quoted in our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Huda's version. As we learned in the Braisa, that is, Remeya says, his version is Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Bimkoyma Omer Mechate. On that he agrees upon that Rabbi Eliezer said that the Kohen Gadol would stand in his place, not like the Tanakam of our Mishnah. However, he says, Va'al Kulan Hayenaisen Mimalu Lamata. All the corners were from the top down. And that is, as we had explained on the previous daf, that the corner that the Kohen Gadol is standing in front of, he's standing in one place, he wouldn't go around to the other ones, but there's one that he's standing in front of, that one had to be from the top down to the bottom. And the reason for this was that it shouldn't drip the blood from his hand, from his fingertips that he's putting onto the Mizbeach, down into his sleeve, into his arm, and then ruin his clothing. And the reason is because since the height of the Mizbeach is higher than where the bottom of his hands are, which is where they are, so once you have to pick it up, you're going to have that your fingertips are facing upward. Not with your palm down, but rather the palm facing up. Now, if he's going to go from the bottom up, so then the blood's going to drip down into his sleeve and again ruin his clothing. So that's why we know the one in front of him has to be from the top down. So that way it's not going down his sleeve. Now, and therefore, Reb Meir says that the ones on the sides he continues doing in the same format that he was doing in the first one, which is from the top down. As we said, because you can't go from the bottom up, it's going to drip into your sleep. Chutz mi oisa shebalachzit. The one exception is the one that's diagonally opposite from him, that corner, which is very far. Now, if he's going to try to do it as he's doing the other corners, as he has to do for the one in front of him, from the top down, it's going to be very hard for him to manipulate his hand to go in the way that he's going to be going from the top down. He's going to have to bend his arm. Rather, shenikshin mi mata lamala. The one that's diagonally opposite from him, he goes from the bottom up, which that's easier. You can reach down and go up. In contrast to going, getting your whole body over and going from the top down is much harder. That's Rimei's version of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Huda says that Rabbi Eliezer says, "Bimkami amir machate." Again, that they both agree on, that you stand in your place and you don't have to walk around from corner to corner. Now, v'akulon humnoisin mimato lamal. All of them are from the bottom up. And that's because that's the easiest for all the ones that are far, like the one that's diagonally across from him for sure, which even Rimei agreed, you have to go from the bottom up. So therefore, all the ones that are the other three, you go from the bottom up. Chutz mizu shehoyis lefanav mamash, except for the one that was literally right in front of him. Shenayisn mimal lamata, as we said, that there you have to go from the top down, according to everyone. Kihechid deloy nintmasin mani, so that his garments that should not get ruined by having the blood drip down into his sleeve. And therefore, essentially, Rimei and Yehuda both agree that the one in front of you, you have to go from the top down, or else it's going to ruin the sleep. And the one across, everyone agrees you have to go from the bottom up, because it would be too hard to manipulate to go from the bottom down. The Homachlikis is regarding the other two sides, where you could do either way. On that, Rimei says that once you're doing the one in front of you from the top down, so you continue doing those also top down, besides for the one diagonally, versus Rabbi Yehuda's version of Rabbi Eliezer, which is the version of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, Mishnah is that once you're doing the one diagonally across from you, from the bottom up, because that's the easiest, so you continue doing the sides also bottom up, except for the one that's right in front of him, where we said you can't do bottom up, because then it's going to drip down into his sleeve and ruin his garments. Now the Gemara continues explaining our Mishnah, that we said that after he did the Achas Lamala, Sheva Lamata of the Kodesh HaKodeshim, both the Paran Nasar, and then Achas Lamala, Sheva Lamata, both of the Paran Nasar by the Pareiches. Then he moved on to the Mezbeach HaZav, which we just spoke about the Halachas, as our Mishnah had said, of doing the four corners, being Machlik is where you start from and how you go around. Then there was another component of doing the blood on the Mezbeach HaZav, besides the four corners. He was Hizam Imenu Al Tarish Mezbeach. He also sprayed from it seven times on the Tarei Shel Mizbech. So the Gemara says, my Tarei. What is Tarei? What is this part of the Avodah that the Kohen Gadol would do with the mixed blood of the Paran Nesar? So Amar Rabbah Bar Rav Shila, he says, Palgid Mizbech. He would spray it on the midpoint of the height of the wall of the Mizbech Hazav. Kedamri, like people say, where did we see that Tiaroi means that midpoint? That people say, Tahar Tiara. The brightness has become bright. Now, what that means is that Tiara is the Aramaic interpretation of Tzarayim, which is midday. And therefore, Vahava Palgadiyam, that's halfway of the day. So you see that the word Tiaroi means the midpoint, and that's why it was a reference. Tiaroi Shemazbech was the half point, like noontime is, which is the most brightest part of the day when the sun is right on top. That's a reference to the midpoint of the side of the Mizbech. That was interpretation of Rabbi Rav Shila. That the Gemara asked Meisveh, we learned the Braisom regarding this part of the Avodah of Tiaroi Shemazbech. Was Kishu Maza, when he would spray, Eina Maza Loya Gabe Efer. He wouldn't spray it on top of where the ashes were on the Mizbeach. V'loya Gabe Gecholim, neither where the coals are. Elechisa Gecholim Elech V'Elech Maza. Rather, he would shovel, he would push the coals away to the sides, and then he would spray on the open spot on the Mizbeach. Now, that's definitely not on the side, because you don't have coals or ashes on the side of the Mizbeach. So how do we explain Tiarei Shel Mizbeach? Ella, rather, the Gemara gives a different pshat. Amar Rabbah Bar Rav Shila, he says, Al Giluya de Mizbeach. He said that it means on the revealed, the uncovered part of the Mizbeach. It says a pasuk in Shemayis, Ucha'etzma Shemayim L'toyhar. Like the essence of the heavens in its purity. Now, what that means is that was what was revealed, what was not covered, it was open. That's the idea that it was actually not on the side of the Mizbeach, but here is a reference to the uncovered part on top of the Mizbeach, where there were ashes and coals, but they would clear out a spot. That clearing is the word tiaroi. It's pure over there. There's nothing else there. That was where they would do the seven sprayings on the top of the Mizbeach in the open area. Now, the Gemara continues by quoting a braisa that elaborates on this halacha of that they would do it on top of the Mizbeach. After the four corners, they would do these seven sprays on the Tiarei Shel Mizbeach, again, which we explained means on the top of the Mizbeach, in a cleared area. So we have Machlokes. Chananya, Tanya, the Braisa, Chananya, and Chananya says, B'tzad Tzafayinu Hu Naisen. that all these seven hazayis were done on the northern part, on the top of the Mizbeach Hazav. Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yisrael says, "Betzad Duremi Hu Naisen." It would be on the southern part of the top of the Mizbeach. So the Gemara asks, "My Kamefik, what are they arguing about? Why south or north?" So the Gemara explains, this is based on the previous Machlekes. Mar Savar Hananya that said that it's on the northern part of the top of the Mizbeach, he holds Pischa, the opening of the Pareches of the curtain, was Bedarim Kai, was in the southern part of the Heichal, which means to say that when one is leaving the Kodesh HaKodeshim, the Kohen Gadol, the first spot he reaches in the Mizbeach is the southwest corner. Now, as we said before, that corner is not the first one that is that the blood is applied to, because you have to have the Yatzah, you have to go until you reach to the southeastern corner, and then you place over there. And then we said, as we explained, that one goes then to the southwestern corner, going clockwise to the left, and that's because, as we explained, because that was really the first corner that he reached, and as Rish Lakish HaLacha of Ein Mavirin Al Mitzvah, you have to go back to that one. Now, from there, you go then to northwest, and then to the south, and then to the northeast. And that's where he concludes, that's where he completes the putting on the Mandas Dam on the four corners of the Mizbeach. Now, since that's where he concludes, so that's where he does the seven sprayings on the top of the Mizbeach, which is on the north. And that's why, since he started on the south, since the entryway was in the south, and that's because he's going like the Manda Amar, who holds that there were two curtains, which means that when you would come out, the first curtain was in the north, then you would walk in through that space and come out in the south. So then you would go to the south, do the first, the southeast, southwest, go up, and then you finish on the northeast. So therefore, when you finished, you would do it on that part in the northern area. Umar Saba, however, B'Yesi held, which that it was done on the southern part, because he held Pischa B'Tzafenkoi. He held that the opening was in the north, as our Mishnah had said, which is like the opinion of Rabbi Yesi. And therefore, since when he would come out, he would first come to the northeast, as we said, because he had to pass the northwest, he had to go all the way to the end. And then he would conclude on the southeast, and where he finished, that's where he would do it, which was on the southern part. And that's because, again, as we explained, because that mandama holds that there was only one pareches separating, which was in the northern part. And again, that's where you come out, and that's where you do the hazaz to the pareches, and then you walk further to the end, which is by the northeast, and then you go around counterclockwise, ending on the south. So once that's where you end, so that's where you do the hazaz, al tirash mizbech, on the top of the mizbech. However, the Gemara says, the kulam and miyah, however, everyone agrees, whether it's on the south or the north, depending where you start, but heche de gamren matan is the kronis, where you concluded the fourth corner, the hasim yoav al gage, that's what we put on top of the roof, on the top part of the Mizbeach Hazav. My time, what's the reason? Why does it have to be that spot? So Makra, the Pasuk of Yikra says, v'tiaroi v'kitshay, that you will purify it and you will sanctify it, which means, mokum shekitshay, the place of where you have sanctified the Mizbeach Hazav, which means by doing it on the corners, Sham Tiabre, that's where you purified, that's what the Hazai is on Al Tiare Shal Mizbeach, on the top of the Mizbeach, it's in the same spot where you finished the Kedush of it, which is the corners that were done. And that's why everyone holds it's either north or south, depending where you conclude your fourth corner. Then the Mishnah continues, says, finally, we finished the Achaz Amal Shev L'mata of both the Par and the Sar individually in the Kodesh Kodeshim, then again individually by towards the Pareches. Then they mixed them together and they did the four corners of the Mizbeach Hazav, and then they did the Sheva Hazois on the Tira and the top, on the open space of the Mizbeach, whether in the northern part of it or the southern part of it. Then the Mishnah tells us, now you finished the Avodis with these bloods, so you have the remnants of them. So Sheyari Hadoim, the remnants of the blood, Hayeshevich al Yisayd Marabish Mizbeach HaKitzin. It was poured out on the western foundation of the outer Mizbeach, the big Mizbeach out in the Azar in the courtyard. So what's the source for this? So the Gemara says, the Amar Kol, like it says in the Pasuk of Mayikra, and this Pasuk is in regards to the Par Kohen Mashiach, which is the bull when the Kohen Gadol errs in Halacha and he follows through on it, and he realizes that he made that mistake, and Halacha, he has to bring a special Par. It says it within the Pasuk, Ves Kol Dam HaPar Yishpach, that all the blood of the bull should be poured out. Now, since it says HaPar, so it's learned in the Brice and Teres Kainim that HaPar, what does that come to say, the bull? That comes to include the bull of Yom Kippurim, which is what the Kohen Gadol brings for him and his family and all the Kohanim, that those remnants also should be poured out to the Yisai, to the foundation of what it says in the end of that Pasuk of Par Kohen Mashiach, Asher Pesach Oyel Moed. That's in the opening, when you come out, by the opening of the Oyel Moed. Now, B'chi Nafik, when the Kohen Gadol comes out from the Oyel Moed, when he's by the opening, Bahu Pagabaresha, that foundation, the Western foundation, is the one that he bumps into first. And therefore, because that's where you're facing, and that's the Western foundation, and since the Pasuk is telling you that it has to be the one that's Asher Pesach Ol Moed, the one that's by the opening when you come out of the Ol Moed, that's the Western foundation, and that's the same halacha by Par Koy Mashiach, and HaPar tells you so too for the Par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippurim. However, the Mishnah told us that B'shal Mizbeach HaChitzin, however, the Karbonos Chatos of the Adam Mizbeach, which are general Karbon Chatos, unlike the Par of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, which are brought inside, are brought on the outside Mizbeach. HaYashavich HaYisayderimus, those remnants of blood would be poured not on the Western foundation, but rather on the Southern foundation. So the Gemara brings the source for this. Turn about Linda Brisa, because there's a pasuk in the Yikra that says that Yisoid HaMizbeach, the foundation of the Mizbeach, and this pasuk is in the context of the Chatas HaChitayin, a regular Korban Chatas that's brought on the outside Mizbeach. Now that the Brisa says, Zeh Yisoid HaRimus, this is a reference to the Southern foundation. Now the Brisa considers this and says, are you going to say it really means the Southern foundation? Or maybe it's going to mean the Western foundation. And that the Brisa says, Amrit Yilmad Yiridasim in Akevish. So the Brisa says, let's learn the coming down from the ramp, which is what's how it's done on the Chatas Chitzainis, which is done on the outside Mizbeach. So when you come out, you come down on the, from the ramp, leads to Yasim in the Hechel, to when you're coming out from the sanctuary, which is when you have the remnants of the inside Chatois, the Chatas of the Kohen Par Mashiach and from the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, when they come out of the Hechel. And then what's the comparison? Just like we know, as we just taught before, when the Kohen Gadol is coming out from the Heichal, he goes and he puts it on the foundation that's near him, as it says in the Pasuk, Asher Pesach Oyel Moed. Now, what's the closest foundation for him? Is the Western one. Ve'ezeh, which one is this? You say, my Rabbi, this is the Western foundation. So too, when you're coming down from the ramp, which are the Chatas Chitzainis, is a Chatas that's done on the outside Mizbeach, is also the closest foundation. Be'ezeh, which one is this? Zayisay Derami. This is the southern foundation because the ramp is on the southern part of the Mizbeach. When you come down, you're on the southern side. That's the foundation you put it on. And therefore, that's the reason for the discrepancy that our Mishnah says between the Chatas Hapnimi, which is on the western foundation, and the Chatas Chitaini, which is on the southern foundation. However, the Gemara actually means Tanya. The Gemara brings a Brisa that brings a Machlokes on this, and actually, both opinions are not like the Tanya of our Mishnah. B'Shmuel Leimer, he says, Zeh v'zeh, both the outer chatois and the inner chatois are Yisoid Marabi, they're the western foundation. Shim ben Yichai Leimer, he says, Zeh v'zeh Yisoid Deraimi, both of them are actually the southern foundation. So the Gemara asks, B'Shlam Rebbe Shmuel, we can understand the opinion of Rebbe Shmuel, that he says that both of them are going to be the western foundation, because K'sava Yilmat Sasim, because he holds that you learn out the outer chitainis, which it doesn't explain in the Torah which foundation it should be on, Mimifurish from the one that it is explicit about it, which is from the Chatas HaPanimius, which it says in the Pasuk, El Yisayda Mizbech, you should pour it on the foundation of the Mizbech, Asher Pesach Oil Maid, which is by the entryway of the Oil Maid. Now, which one is that? That's the Western foundation. And therefore, he says, so too, when it doesn't tell us which one, we'll learn that from the one that it does say which one it is, which is the Western foundation. Ali B'Shim Ben Yechai, my time, but what's the understanding of B'Shim Yechai's opinion? Why does he hold that both, not only the Chitzayins, but even the Panimius, are on the southern foundation? Well, how is that a fulfillment of the Pasuk, Asher Pesach El Moed? First one you bump into is the western foundation, not the southern. That Amar Vashi, Vashi says that Kesavar, B'Shem B'Yichai holds that Pischa, the opening of the Heichel, B'Darmkoi, actually is in the southern part of the Mizbeach, because he holds the Mizbeach was in the northern part of the Azar. Hence, when he's coming to the Yisoid, the foundation that's Pesach El Moed, that is the southern foundation, not the western. Because the western actually is not by the opening, it's further north. He comes and the first foundation he reaches is the southern foundation, and that's why he says, B'darmkai, it's in the south. And therefore, both of them are going to have that halachic principle, the one that's explicit about it, because that's the one that's Pesach El Moed. And so too, the Chatas Chitzenius will be this other one, and both of them are not like the Tana of our Mishnah. However, the Gemara does say that Tana de Beir B'Shmol, de Beir B'Shim Ben Yechai, and that is, in the yeshiva, in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, they taught the Mishnah, this teaching of Rabbi Shmuel, in a different type of version. And they taught it that Rabbi Shmuel said, Zeh v'zeh Yisoid Deraimus, that both of them are the southern foundation. In other words, what they essentially were saying, that Rabbi Shmuel, that he reverted, and he retracted his opinion, and he agreed to their Rabbi, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Now the Gemara tells us that v'samonech, a mnemonic to remember, Not to confuse that the students of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, when they were quoting their version of Rabbi Shmuel's statement to say that Zeh v'zeh, that both of them were Yisoid Maravi, were the Western foundation, is the following statement, Mashchua Gavri Legavra, that the men pulled the single person, which means to say that the many, the students of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they pulled the one, Rabbi Shmuel, to say like them. In other words, they ended up saying that, oh, the one that was the detractor from our Rebbe, actually, he retracted and he holds like our Rebbe, and that is Zeh V'Zeh, Yisai Duraimi, they're both the Southern Foundation, not like the way the other version we have of Rabbi Shmuel was, that he holds that both of them were the Western Foundation, but either one of those opinions, not like the opinion of our Mishnah, which is that the outer ones are by the southern one and the one of the Pnimi is by the western one, because both of them are the foundation that's closest to them, and that is our Tanna, our Mishnah holds that the western one is the one that's the Pesach, and when you're coming down from the ramp, the closest is the southern one. Then the Mishnah continued in saying that, so after that we did that, that we poured it on the foundation. Now, we said there's a discrepancy between the Chatas Chitzainis, that's on the southern foundation, and Chatas HaPnimis, which is on the western foundation. However, Elo ve'elu misarvin ba'am v'yetzin. Both of them, even though they poured on different foundations, they end up dripping down onto the Ritzpah, onto the floor of the Azara, and they all mix together in the canal that runs through the courtyard that takes all the dirt and all the liquids out of the Mizbeach, out of the Beis HaMikdash. And then that's sold to the gardeners, to the farmers, and they use it as fertilizer, these bloods. And then the Mishnah concluded by saying, however, and therefore there's a halacha of me'ila that until one does pay for it, that it's forbidden for someone to have hanav from these bloods. Now the Gemara says related to this that it's actually a machloikis. Tana Rabbanan Olein Abraisa. First opinion says, moilin bedam. There is me'ila by the bloods of the karbanos. Divrei Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon. That's the opinion of Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon, which is like the pen of our Mishnah. The Chachamayim ain moil men. Rabbi Chachamayim say, no, there is no me'ilah in these bloods. Now, the Gemara continues to Amad Beis and explains this, that Ad kan lo'i pligi el m'drabban. The whole machloikis was only rabbinically. And that is, even the opinion that says, that is Remei, Reb Shimon, and the town of our Mishnah, that holds there is me'ilah by bloods, if one doesn't pay for it, there is me'ilah, that was only rabbinically, in other words, to say that you have to pay what's called the carry, and you have to pay for the principal, how much was the value of that blood. However, everyone agrees that biblically there is no halacha of me'ilo, which means to say, just like the halacha of me'ilo midaraisa requires not only if you had enough from hektish that you have to pay the value, you actually have to pay another fifth, that everyone agrees that one would not have to pay the extra fifth, because biblically it's not me'ilo, it's only rabbinically, as Tosis proves, because he says that if we would say that biblically it's going to have a isra of me'ilo, then how can our Mishnah say that they would sell it for the gardeners of fertilizer if that cannot be done? It cannot be sold if it has the halacha of me'ila in the sense of the kedusha of me'ila, and therefore obviously it doesn't have that sanctity. It's only rabbinically, and therefore they could sell it, and that it doesn't have the sanctity of hektish. Now the Gemara asks, "Minan emili? From where do we know this? That everyone agrees? Again, it's only rabbinically if we instituted it, but minat Torah, there is no me'ila, there is no Isser of having hanav from the hektish, from this blood that was poured out already in the daman." So that the Gemara gives three approaches. Amar Ula. Ula says, because Amar Kra, the pasuk says, lochem. That is the pasuk in Yikra Yud Zayin says, v'anina satev lochem, and I gave it for you. Now the full pasuk is in Perek Yud Zayin, pasuk Yud Aleph, that says, ki nefesh habasar, because the soul of the flesh, badam, he is in the blood. And I gave it to you to place on the Mizbeach to provide an atonement for your souls. Because the blood is in the soul, that's what provides the atonement. Now the drasha is, it says in the word, I gave the blood for you, it should be yours. In other words, it's not hektish, it's yours, and you can use it, and therefore there's no me'ilah min atayra. The Beir Shimon Tana, the Yeshiva Reb Shimon, they taught a different, there's another word in that pasuk that says, L'chaper, the blood is dear for an atonement, which is L'chaper nesatev lo'i v'le me'ilah. I gave the blood as an atonement and not for the halachas of me'ilah, and therefore there is no me'ilah on the bloods. Finally, the third teretz the Gemara gives, Reb Yechon Amar, he says, Amar Kra, the pasuk says over there, who? In other words, it says, ki adam hu banefesh yechaper, because the blood, it is in the soul, it provides an atonement. Now, generally, the term "hu" means what's called "behaviyasa yehe." It should remain in a constant state. It always is as it was and as it will be. And therefore, what that means is that we compare lifnei kapara kol acha kapara. We compare before the atonement to after the atonement, and that is mal acha kapara ein b'me'ila. Just like we know for a fact that after the atonement there is no me'ilah, and that's because based on the principle of nasis mitzvah, so once the mitzvah for hekdesh is done, we don't call it anymore kodshei Hashem, and therefore since it's not in the holy things of Hashem, there's no me'ilah because me'ilah is only hekdesh. So af lef nekapara ein b'me'ilah. So therefore, also before the atonement was done, there's never me'ilah by dam, because it always has to be in the constant state. And if after the me'ilah, after the mitzvah was done, there's no me'ilah, so then it has to be even before the mitzvah, there's no me'ilah. That means there's no me'ilah in dam at all. Now the Gemara asks on that last pshat of who, but the ve'emala achar kapara, k'lefnei kapara, how do you know you compare before to after? Compare after to before. And that is malafnei kapara yesh b'me'ilah, just like before the atonement, there is me'ilah because the blood is still kodesh Hashem, the atonement wasn't done yet, the mitzvah wasn't done. So maybe say the other way, afal achar kapara yesh b'me'ilah. Say that therefore, oh, even after the atonement, there should be me'ilah in the blood. I think more answers, you can't say that. Ein lecha davish nasas mitzvah sem erel mba'i. There is no thing, there's nothing that you have, if you did the mitzvah, that there should be me'ilah with it, because it's not kodesh Hashem anymore, there cannot be me'ilah. The mitzvah was done. Therefore, since there's no me'ilah l'acha mitzvasai, it has to be yet behaviyasi hey, which is from the word who, has to be in a constant state, and therefore even before the mitzvah must be there's no me'ilah. And that's why, again, although we had a machlekes, and the town of a Mishnah was from the protagonists that say that there is me'ilah by the damim, however, that's only rabbinically, and min atayra there is none, and that's how, as Taisus says, that's how they were able to sell it to the gardeners. And that's learned out either from the pasuk of Lachem, that it's yours, and it's therefore not kodesh Hashem, that's an exception to the blood, or it's from Lechaper, that it's only for you as an atonement, not for the halachas of Me'ilah, or from the word who has to be in a constant state, which means to say that it's just like after the mitzvah, there's no Me'ilah, must be before the mitzvah, there's also no Me'ilah in the dam.